ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Here's the Mighty Challenge. Okay, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, Famous Helens. Famous Helens. Category number two, you know how we've been having Italians and Spanish and French. Tonight, category two, Deutsche Leute. Deutsche Leute. Category number three, repetitive songs. Category number four, peninsulas. And category number five, millions and billions. Famous Helens, Deutsche Leute, repetitive songs, peninsulas, millions and billions. Who's going to kick us off? Mick from Vamboka is first up tonight. G'day, Mick. Hi, Mick.
Wow, first up. Hi, Philip. How you going?
Yeah, no, good. Yeah, very well. Very well. Question number one, what do you want to do?
I'll have to go to category one, Famous Helens.
Famous Helens. Who was the second woman to become Prime Minister of New Zealand?
Helen someone. Helen. I'm out,
no,
sorry.
You're out. Sorry, Mick. Thank you, mate. Thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Kim from Manham's with us. G'day, Kim.
Good evening, Philip.
How you doing?
A pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us as well, the voice of the Murray, Kim. Yes, if you've been well.
Yes, a little warmer, trifle warmer here today.
What was it? Yeah. Well,
41 or 42.
I was watching the cricket and it was 40 degrees at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh,
so
yes, I wouldn't like to be there.
But hang on, you're near the river there at Manham, so. Actually, yes, I don't suppose that makes a bit much difference to the heat, does it?
Not when it's in the 40s, no.
No.
It's still quite warm.
Yeah. Kim, we've got... before we went on, we had a suggestion the other night that... I'm not asking you to do it tonight, but whether you could bone up on... what's your thought about 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford as a song?
He was just asking about that.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to do it off the cuff straight away. And I said, no. But then she said, I've got time to look it up.
Yeah.
Get a copy of the music and the words.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have to bone... I mean, to put it on you like this, Kim, but you'd have to bone up a bit on it. But someone was suggesting that given the song and the nature of it, it might suit your voice a lot. So, you know.
Yes. Yes, but off the top of my head, I don't think I'll be able to get a copy of the music.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'll try.
Kim, it's just a thought. Otherwise, you know, we could have the benefit of something else. But anyway, we still haven't answered question number one. Famous Helens. Who was the second woman to become Prime Minister of New Zealand?
I can picture her, but... the name Kershaw pops into my head for some reason.
Not Kershaw, no.
No. Very good.
Are you singing? Are you singing over the Christmas period, Kim? I suppose the choir is. Are they?
No. The local farmer club is in recess.
Oh, okay.
Until early January. I went to the local Lutheran church up here.
Mm-hmm.
We had a very good choir evening.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Yes, a fair bit of singing.
Good.
We had a choir up in town.
Well, Kim,
very good.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, Kim, thank you for your contributions this year. It's been terrific. So, all the best for the Christmas.
And hopefully there'll be more next year.
There will be, Kim. Yes, if you're up for it, so are we.
I certainly am.
Good on you, Kim.
Thank you, Philip.
Thanks. Bye. Right. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Brenda in Cambridge and Tassie. G'day, Brenda.
Hi.
Hello. Question number one, Famous Helens. Who was the second woman to become Prime Minister of New Zealand?
Helen Clark?
Correct. It was Helen Clark, yes. Question number two. What do you want to do? Stay with famous Helens, or you could move anywhere? Deutsche Leute, repetitive songs, peninsulas, millions and billions.
We'll stay where we are.
Famous Helens?
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. I Am Woman was a 1972 hit for who?
Helen Reddy.
It was, yes, it was Helen Reddy, wasn't it? Fairly straightforward. Good on you.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Yes, what a hit it was. I Am Woman, Helen Reddy. All right, Brenda, let's go. Question number three. We can stay in famous Helens if you like, or we could move. There are no famous Brendas as a category, sadly, but... Well, there would be a few famous Brendas, wouldn't there? There's Brenda. Off the top of my head, I can think of Brenda Bleffin, who's a tremendous actor. Brenda Lee, the singer.
That's right.
Come on, Brenda, help me out here.
I've already broke my record. I've never got two together, so I've broke my own record tonight.
What I'm concerned about is you can't think of a single other famous Brenda. That's what I'm worried about. I mean, I can think of a few famous Phils. Question number three, famous Helens.
You can go ahead.
All right, you're staying here. In the absence of any famous Brendas.
That's right.
Well, you're the most famous Brenda in Cambridge, I imagine, Brenda.
I wouldn't know about that. I don't know any other Brendas around here, but there probably is.
Why don't you put a note outside on the post office door, say, any other Brendas here in Cambridge? We could have a cup of tea or something. Question number three, famous Helens. Ilyina Lydia Mironov is the real name of which actor? Ilyina Lydia Mironov. Famous Helens.
Oh, I can think of a picture in my mind, but can't think of a surname. Helen Mirren?
Correct. Very good. What's going on here, Brenda?
I don't know. That's three. Gee.
Now, Brenda, that's unprecedented. Yeah. Well, it's not.
It is.
I don't think you've... Have you ever had three in a row?
I've never had three in a row. I've never had two in a row, never so I'm two. Really breaking the record now.
Never had two in a row. Question number four. Gee whiz. Brenda from Cambridge. If you get four in a row, Brenda, you can put a note outside the post office saying, by the way, I got four in a row last night in the Mighty Challenge. Anybody else beat that? Question four. We're staying here, I guess, are we?
Yes.
Which American actress won the 1998 Academy Award for Best Actress?
Oh, now you got me. 98. No, you got me stumped there.
No good. Brenda?
Have a happy Christmas, and all the listeners and all the nightlifers, everyone have a happy Christmas and happy new year.
Good on you, Brenda. Same to you. Same to you, and may the sun shine in Cambridge. It rarely does, but when it does, it's terrific. It's terrific. See you, Brenda. Bye-bye. Happy times. The famous Brenda from Cambridge in Tassie. Speaking of fame, here's Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
There'd be too many famous Annes in the whole of Caulfield, I imagine.
Well, you know what? In our old house, we lived in a small cul-de-sac, and there were three Anns. Our next door neighbour was an Ann, and the girl around the corner was.
Oh, I think it's always been a popular name, Ann, hasn't it? I think it's not really a generational thing. I think it's just always been popular, Ann.
Okay.
Ann or Anna? Well, Ann or Anna. Are there any other variants? No, not really.
Oh, yeah. Hannah, Annette, Annie.
Oh, Annalise.
Yeah,
okay, let's not go there. Yes,
what you
say? Hey, question number four. Which American actress won the 1998 Academy Award for Best Actress?
Not sure, but the only other Helen I can think of is Helen Hunt.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Helen Hunt. All right, well, there's one left in Famous Helens. Otherwise, you're off to Peninsulas, Millions and Billions, Repetitive Songs, or Deutsche Leute.
Let's try Deutsche Leute. But before I start and I bomb out, I'll wish you a good Chrissy and a good holiday.
Well, no, thank you. And likewise, Anne. Thanks for all your great contributions this year on the Mighty Challenge too. Question number five. We're switching to Deutsche Leute. Yeah. Who won the men's singles Australian Open in 1991 and 1996, you see? Just when you least expect it, a sports question comes along your way.
I'm not meant to ask me a sports question.
I know I'm not.
Can you make that as your New Year resolution? Do not ask Anne sports questions. try it and see if you can avoid breaking it.
I'm making absolutely no such commitment, Anne. There you go. Who won the... We're in Deutsche Leute. Who won the men's singles Australian Open in 1991 and 1996?
Don't know. I'll suggest Boris Becker, but I'm not at all confident.
Correct. See, look at that. Correct. It was...
Oh, yeah, I got a sports question.
It was good old bonking Boris. Boris Becker. All right, question number six. We're in.
I think I'd say bonking, I'd say boom, boom.
Question number six. We're in Deutsche Leute. Are we staying there?
Yes, please.
Which Nazi military leader is played by Russell Crowe in this year's movie Nuremberg?
Himmler?
Not Himmler.
No worries. Okay.
No, it's something similar, Anne, but that's not him.
No worries.
Thanks, okay. Anne. See ya. Bye. Have a happy Christmas. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Vanessa from Cadens. G'day, Vanessa.
Not me.
No.
I hate this question. That's horrible. Bring it on, please, Phil.
Come on. Which Nazi military leader is played by Russell Crowe in this year's movie Nuremberg?
Nazi leader. Wasn't Hitler? Or Hitler?
No, not Hitler. Thanks, Vanessa. At least someone put it on the cards and got it out of the way. Thank you, Dave from Northmead, for all your tremendous work this year. And is Davis, well, I don't know if he's signing off with it, but Dave said, as you know, Dave has contributed some pretty snappy one-liners and jokes this year. Dave says, talking of famous Phils, how about the Irish thinker Phil Osophical? Yes, good. Or the cafe owner Phil Turd Coffee. Yeah, not bad, Dave, not bad. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Shane from Singleton. Hello, Shane.
Good morning, Phil.
Morning. It is morning for you. Yeah, that's right. Question number six. We're in Deutsche Leute. We can move. Oh, no, we can't move. You've got to tell me which Nazi military leader is played by Russell Crowe in this year's movie Nuremberg.
I don't know if this movie's out yet, but...
It's out.
I did see a short of it. He plays Reich Marshal Hermann Göring.
Correct. He does. Yeah, no, the movie's out. It's out in the cinema, or at least it was a week ago, so I haven't seen it. I was kind of intending to see it, but then, like a lot of things, I never got around to it. It's bound to come. I think it's bound to come to streaming services at some point. Question number 7. We're in Deutsche Leute. We can move.
Oh, well, we might as well keep on going with the Germans.
Deutsche Leute, question number 7. Which English king was painted by Hans Holbein the Younger?
Which English king?
Yeah, which we're in a category called Deutsche Leute. Which English king was painted by Hans Holbein the Younger?
Okay. I'll say, well, Henry VIII liked his portrait, so I'll say Henry VIII.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Henry VIII. Hans Holbein was a German painter. Deutsche Leute. All righty, Lena, just some text answers here too. Thank you, Dave. I mean, we've had Dave's contributions about the philosophical. Jane from Mount Gambier had Henry VIII too. Go and see it. It's good, says Frank from Winthrop, about the movie Nuremberg. Ray in the Bay had Henry VIII. Good. Adrian too. Very good. Frank from Mount Evelyn also had Henry number 8. Question number 8, we're in Deutsche Leute. You can move if you like, Shane.
No, keep going, please.
Which pamphlet was published by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in 1848?
Okay, that was Das Kapital.
Not correct.
Ah.
No, sorry, Shane. No, not Das Kapital. No. James from Mount Beauty. Hi, James.
Hi, how you going?
Not bad. Not bad. One.
I'm currently doing a circuit up Mount Buffalo.
What are you doing, sorry, James?
I'm doing a circuit up Mount Buffalo because I'm going to go take some photos of some stars.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, walking? Are you on a bicycle or a motorcycle?
No, I'm in my car. I pull over in the car.
Oh, yeah.
But you need, like, red light glasses and everything so that any sort of light doesn't impact on what you're doing. So I've got a big night, but I hope to take some pretty stunning stuff.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good on you. I hope it works out for you.
Thank you.
Question number 8. We're in Deutsche Leute. Which pamphlet was published by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in 1848?
The only thing I can think of is the Communist Manifesto.
Correct. It was. Mm. Yes. Workers of the world unite.
Yay.
Workers of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains. Or something like that. Question number 9. Deutsche Leute. We've got one left there. Otherwise, we could move.
What are the other ones?
Repetitive songs. Peninsulas, millions and billions.
Go millions and billions.
That's very funny, Paul from Planlands. He says, which pamphlet was published by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in 1848? He said it was the VW Beetle Workshop Manual. Oh, dear. Yes, Claire from Newtown. When I said Himmler had something similar, that's true. Recalling the famous piece of doggerel, yes. Now, you want millions and billions, so we'll go to question number 9. Which Australian state or territory hosts the million-dollar fish?
The Northern Territory?
Correct. Yes, it does. They tag a barramundi with a tag and they put it back in the river. And if you catch it, you get $1 million.
Yeah, the only reason I knew that is because I lived in Alice Springs for a bit.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Amazingly, I mean, I presume they insure with an insurance company this, but amazingly, it's a tourist thing, isn't it? But amazingly, someone has caught the fish. I don't know whether it's been more than once. If you're in the territory and you know, you might like to tell me. Maybe you know, Joan.
I wonder if they put restrictions on it. You know, so they caught the million-dollar fish, but you haven't done this and this and this. It wasn't caught in a manner, you know.
You mean you wonder if you string a net across the river and drag the river?
Yeah, like you say, go against the sense of, you know, the game.
Are you saying that anybody in the Northern Territory would do something like that, James? Or having lived there, you know they would.
I've never seen anything go wrong in the Northern Territory.
No, never.
Especially not in Alice Springs.
No, nothing
ever.
You
don't want to be at Bojangles at 2 a.m. No.
Nothing ever goes wrong in the Territory.
No.
Correct. Question number 10, millions and billions. Staying here?
Yep.
Who directed the 2004 movie Million Dollar Baby?
That would be Mr. Clint Eastwood.
Correct, it was. It was Clint Eastwood who directed Million Dollar Baby. All right, question number 11. We're in millions and billions. In which decade did the world population reach 5 billion?
Oh, jeez. Can I have one either way?
No.
I'll say the 60s.
Not the 60s.
Ah.
Thanks, James.
First and last
okay.
time on Nightlife. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Oh, don't say it's the last time. It can't be the last time, surely. Dave from Falconbridge. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for all the calls this year. It's been fun.
Yeah, and you guys have fun with your daughter.
I will. She's here for a few weeks. She's been working every day since she got back, but I think she's taking the day off. She's taking some time off with after I finish tomorrow too, so that'll be fun.
If I'm lucky, I might see my daughter this Christmas.
Oh, is she turning up?
Oh, yeah, she usually does.
Okay. Hey, question number 11, millions and billions. In which decade did the world population reach 5 billion? We've had the 1960s.
Yeah, I'm going to have a go at the 80s.
Correct. Yes, it did. It was the 80s. In 1987, the world population reached 5 billion, 1987. But I think now, it's what is it now?
Eight.
More than eight, yeah, more than 8 billion.
Mm.
And it was only 5 in 1987. Mm.
We've been expanding.
Apparently, though, it's going backwards. All the projections are that it's going to increase for a little bit, and then it's going to go backwards big time.
Well, right. Especially in China because of the,
not just in China, apparently. I was reading a piece the other day which said that I think the replacement, what do they call the total fertility replacement, the TFR, is something like 2.3 live births per whatever it is to keep the population stable, and that in almost no country in the world has this been met.
So, yeah, and if these PFAMs keep on, then, you know, the birth rate will probably go down even further.
Yeah. And it was a very interesting piece. In fact, we should do a story about it next year. It was very interesting because it said that, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, this is a great thing because we need fewer people. But they were suggesting that once the birth rate reaches this kind of critical point, it collapses very quickly. And I think the article was entitled, "Is This the End of the Human Race?"
No, Elon will save us.
Oh, dear. Frankly, if all he's offering is an apartment on Mars, I'm going to say no thanks, Dave.
Yeah, well,
I think I'll be expiring with my boots on in this world rather than his.
I don't think it'd be fun.
No.
Up there.
No. No. You're right, Dave. You're onto something. Question 11. We're in millions and billions. We could move to peninsulas or famous Helens or Deutsche Leute or repetitive songs.
Oh, I'll try the millions and billions and billions and
millions. Millions and billions. All righty. Colonel Steve Austin is the title character of which TV series?
$6 Million Man.
The $6 Million Man. Speaking of millions.
Can't even get a house for that now.
Nah, you wouldn't. Nah, you'd be lucky. You'd be lucky to get a bedsit for it.
Yeah. Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
bum ba-dum. Yes, indeed, the $6 million man, Colonel Steve Austin. Thank you, Ray in the Bay. He says, in relation to the million-dollar fish, it was Keegan Payne. He was 19. He caught the million-dollar fish last year. Well, good on him. Wonder whether he had some inside knowledge of where it was. Not saying anything, Keegan. I'm sure it was all fair and above board. Dave, we've got question. How are you? Hang on. 4, 8, 12. Hang on. How many have we done here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Gee whiz, Dave. We've got one left in Millions and Billions. Otherwise, it's for question 13. We've got peninsulas, famous Helens, Deutsche Leute, or repetitive songs.
Might try and knock off the last Millions and Billions.
According to the UN, in which year did the world population reach 8 billion? Now, we know from a previous question that the world population reached 5 billion in 1987.
I think it could have been 2020.
I was going to say I'll give it to you plus or minus one, which I will, but that's not correct.
Oh.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Phil.
So, see you, mate. Bye-bye, and happy Christmas to you, too. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Frank from Avondale Heights. G'day, Frank.
G'day, Phil.
Millions and billions. According to the UN, in which year did the world population reach 8 billion?
Shit. 2023?
I said I'd give it to you plus or minus one, so I will. It's 2022. Very good.
Yay.
Hey, there you go. All right, millions and billions, that's it for that. So we've got peninsulas, famous Helens, Deutsche Leute, or repetitive songs.
We've got famous Helens.
Famous Helens, question number 14. Which American disability rights advocate and author is the subject of the 1962 film The Miracle Worker?
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller is correct, yes. An extraordinary person, Helen Keller. What an achievement all that was. All righty, that's it for famous Helen. So we've got Deutsche Leute. We have got one left there. We've got repetitive songs. We've got peninsulas.
Repetitive songs.
Repetitive songs. Question number 15. Quote, do you remember a guy that's been in such an early song? Is the opening line of which 1980 song by David Bowie?
Do you remember? Ashes to Ashes.
Correct. Yes, very good. The shaking of nothing is killing dust. Pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hands. So yes, what a song, eh, Frank? Very good.
Yeah.
Paul from Planland says Elon Musk won't be going to Mars till ketamine is growing there. Okay, Paul. Okay. Maria at Ashes to Ashes. Thank you, Lee from Mentone, and the same to you and your family. Thank you for the Christmas cheer. Susan and Hobart had Helen Keller, Ray in the Bay. Good, yes. Adrian from Bella Vista, Elaine from Croydon South had Helen Keller, and Diana from Woodnilling. Very good. Anne says how Lee Majors was a friend of my auntie in the USA and rang us when he was in Australia. How about that? Isn't that great? Ray says, who would win a fight between the $6 million man and Knight Rider?
Kit.
I don't know. Who do you reckon? Drink?
Kit the car.
Oh, Kit the car. Actually, that's true. That's true. All righty, question 16, 10 to go. We've got repetitive songs. We've got Deutsche Leute. We have got Peninsulas.
I'll stick with the songs. Thanks, Phil.
Staying with the songs. Okay. Quote, bills, 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 and jumpin', jumpin' were hits for which R&B girl group?
Oh, whoa. Diana Ross and the Supremes?
Not the Supremes, no. Thanks, Frank.
Hey, Phil.
Thanks, Frank. Bye-bye. Nice work. No. Annie Sullivan says Helen Keller would not have achieved what she did without her determined teacher. No, that is true. That is true. It's a remarkably inspirational story, the whole thing. I'm sure people are familiar with it. But if you haven't ever read it, it's worth catching up on. Look it up. The story of Helen Keller. Pat from The Point. Yes, that's correct. You have got the right answer here. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Bet. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I was...
Yeah, no worries.
Well,
I want to wish you and David a Merry Christmas, but don't make it too merry.
Oh, come on, Bet. You can have an extra one, can't you, at Christmas, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, you can have an extra one. Yes, of course you can. And I hope you enjoy having your daughter out for Christmas. And
yeah, no, I will, Betty. I will, Betty. I'm making progress. I was discussing Christmas Day lunch with her today, actually.
All right. Isn't it amazing that she can work from here over to England?
Isn't it amazing? I know. And because of the time difference, sometimes when I get home late at night after doing the program here, she's sitting there at a computer because it's only about, I think it's late afternoon in London.
Yeah, would be too.
Isn't that amazing? I know.
Yes, it is amazing.
Have you decided what you're having on Christmas Day lunch, Betty?
Yeah, we're just having a salad, potato salad,
yeah.
And I'm making my famous trifle. And I've got all the ingredients now. We were having trouble getting some plain cake, but we've got that now, so I'll make trifle. And we're just having ham and turkey and just our usual salad things, coleslaw.
Your lunch sounds exactly what I'm planning as well. Well, Betty, I'm going to have potato salad, ham and turkey.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And I'm going to have some cold-boiled eggs. I love that.
Oh, I know. Hang on. We discussed this the other night, Betty. They're not cold-boiled. You're going to mix the egg yolks up with some curry and stuff in the middle, aren't you?
Yes, and mayonnaise.
A deviled egg.
Yes.
Ooh.
Very nice. Very nice.
I've got to cook a piece of roast pork on the weekend, Betty. Some people are coming over. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yes, I have.
I don't know. I'm never any good at getting the crackling any good, so I'm going to have to figure it out. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I was listening to, I think it was Sally Wise the other night.
And oh, yeah.
She was giving a mixture that you put on it.
Oh, okay.
But I can't remember.
I'll have to do some research and look it up.
Yes.
All right, Betty. Well, all the best for Christmas. Now, we've got a question here in repetitive songs. Bills, Bills, Bills and Jumpin' Jumpin' were hits for which R&B girl group?
Look, I've got no idea. I don't even know the song. So I'll have to pass on it, Phil. I look forward to it.
Don't worry, Betty. And it's been...
in the new year and start another year.
Lovely talking to you, Betty, and all the best to you and Adrian for Christmas, and may Fred keep going up and down as he does.
Yes, he's doing a good job.
He has his ups and downs, doesn't he?
I've got some tinsel around him, and he looks pretty good.
Oh, that's great. Well, he could be quite good for Santa, you know. Like, I mean, if Santa's down the chimney and can't find his way out, he might have to use Fred, you know.
He might too.
Yeah.
There's every chance that could happen.
All right, Betty.
And I hope that the new year brings us more pleasure than last weekend.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah, that's
terrible.
More power to that. All right, Betty, you have a great Christmas. I hope it's all lovely in the. And let's talk again in the new year. As you say, another year for Betty.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've got to survive till my 95th.
Yeah, well.
The ABC is having a party.
Yeah, I know.
I hope you can come.
I'll be there, Betty. If you're 95, I'll be there.
Good.
All right, Bet. We'll say goodnight, but thanks, and talk to you next year.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Betty. Betty from Dapto. Yes, 1-300-800-222. Julie from Mount Garnet says, yes, Phil, knife the skin. Lots of salt makes good crackling. Yeah, I've heard that. I think I'll keep it dry, apparently, and lots of salt seems to be one of the tricks. Now, where are we? Sean from Harrow. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
We're up to question 16 here. We're in repetitive songs. Bills, Bills, Bills and Jumpin' Jumpin' were hits for which R&B girl group?
Oh, the only R&B girl group I'm thinking of is Salt and Pepper.
Not Salt and Pepper. Not Salt and Pepper. Thank you, mate. Not Salt and Pepper. No. Kylie from Daysdale. G'day, Kylie.
Oh, hello, Phil. Happy Christmas to you and your and your family and all your lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know you got the card, it's great, but also a special happy Christmas to Betty of Dapto.
Yeah.
I hope she's doing well and she's been surviving the heat. Thank you for a wonderful program this past year and making me laugh. I really appreciate that, mate. I really do.
Good on you. Good on you, Kylie. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I will have a stab here. Is it the Spice Girls? I don't know.
It's not the Spice Girls, no.
Okay.
Thanks, Kylie. See ya.
Same here, mate. Thank you.
Bye-bye. See ya. Bye-bye. Have a good Christmas. 1-300-800-222. Michael from Kira. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how are you doing?
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, wishing you a Merry Christmas, everything.
Yeah, likewise. So
I always get the question. I don't know. I knew a couple ones.
Repetitive songs. Yeah,
which drives me mad. Honestly, I get like four in a row, and then I ring up, and you hit me with one like this.
repetitive songs.
It was like that one from Karl Marx. I thought it was. I didn't get that right. I thought it was.
You thought it was Das Kapital, did you?
Yeah, I did think that as well, but also thought it might be influencing friends and.
How to win friends and influence people.
Influencing people, yes.
No. Who was that geezer? Dale Carnegie, wasn't he?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Sold millions and millions of copies, apparently. Well, I'm sure that's right. Maybe it was only according to Dale Carnegie that it sold millions of copies, but I think it did, Michael. Hey, questions.
So I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to have a go and say the Rosettes.
Not the Rosettes, no. Thanks, Michael. Happy Christmas. See you later. Bye-bye. No, it's not the Rosettes. Trevor from Busselton. G'day, Trevor.
G'day.
Hello.
What was the question, if you don't mind?
That's all right. Repetitive songs we're in. Bills, Bills, Bills and Jumpin' Jumpin' were hits for which R&B girl group?
What's the name? Irish Girls. What's their names? The Irish Girls, right?
No, Trev. Sorry, it's not going to work for us. Speaking of Busselton, let's stay there with Keith. G'day, Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Question 16. Bills, Bills, Bills and Jumpin' Jumpin' were hits for which R&B girl group?
R&B girls as Rhythm Blues, I suppose. Would that be right?
Yeah, I want to know which R&B girl group.
Okay. Would it be Sister Sledge?
Not Sister Sledge, Keith, no.
Okay, then thanks.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. Yes, Ben from Horsham. G'day, Ben.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Not bad. Question 16 we're up to. Bills, Bills, Bills. And Jumpin' Jumpin' were hits for which R&B girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Correct. Destiny's Child. Jumping, jumping, yes, indeed. Ben, we're up to question 17. 9 left. We've got repetitive songs, Deutsche Leute or Peninsulas?
Repetitive songs.
Repetitive songs. Question 17. Quote, I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Are the opening lyrics to which song?
Ooh, no idea. I don't know. Money, 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 ever.
Correct. Very good.
So I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Okay, money, money, money. It was ABBA. Well done, Ben. Oh, thanks, John, for the thanks, John and Karen, and everybody else who sent me in some tremendous tips on getting Paul Crackling right. Good, thank you. That's excellent. And just the person who suggested that you can put it in the microwave at the end, I hadn't heard that. Okay, I've never had good experiences with microwaves, but anyway, Ben. Question 18. We're in repetitive songs. You can move if you like.
I don't think so. I don't know much about peninsulas.
Question 18. The Shoop Shoop song was a 1991 hit for who?
The what?
The Shoop Shoop song was a 1991 hit for who?
Sure.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so?
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll be deceived.
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll make believe if you want to know. If he loves you so, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is. Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's where it is. All righty, question number 18, last one in repetitive songs.
Oh. I don't.
You're right, Ben?
Oh, if I get it right, I've got to move on to something else.
You do. Repetitive songs, question number 18. Monday, Monday was a 1966 hit for who?
Oh. Mamas and Papas, was it?
It was the Mamas and the Papas, yeah.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning.
We know all about the Mamas and the Papas because of Dave's excellent disc that he produced for us last week. G'day, Ben. Now, we're up to question number 19. No more repetitive songs. That's it. So you got a choice of Peninsulas or Deutsche Leute?
Peninsula.
Peninsulas. Question number 19. Which peninsula is located between the Sea of Azov and the Black Sea?
Good night.
Thank you, Ben. See you later. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Via says you can put the pork under the grill at the end of the cooking to get a good crackle, but you have to keep an eye on it. Yeah, Via, I did that once. I did that once with a pork loin, and I stuck it under the grill and then got distracted, and then, holy moly, what's that? Yeah, I know. And it was black and horrible. Anyway, I had to chuck it out because it was pretty much unusable. Served the pork and said, oh, it's interesting. I'm serving a new dish without the crackling. 1-300-800-222. We're up to question number 19. Thanks for the other very useful tips, though. Where are we? Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How you going?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
Finally got through.
We've had a stack of calls tonight, but I mean, but so apologies about that. Sorry to everyone.
I didn't call early. I've come in late, mate.
Oh, okay. Now, tell me, question 19, peninsulas. Which peninsula is located between the Sea of Azov and the Black Sea?
The only thing I can think of in that area would be Crimea.
Correct, yes, the Crimean Peninsula.
Crimean Peninsula, yeah.
Because that's the category we're in, peninsulas, all right. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. We've got 4 in peninsulas.
If there's one that says the Morning Peninsula is the answer, I'd probably go all right.
Hang on, we've only got five left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we're up to question 21. We're in peninsulas.
But what's the one in the category that you haven't got?
We've got peninsulas or Deutsche Leute.
Oh, yeah, we'll finish off with the Germany one.
Deutsche Leute, question 21.
Which I probably won't, anyway.
Well, you've put yourself up for it. Who composed the 1865 work Tristan und Isolde?
I'll just go Beethoven.
Not Beethoven. Thanks, Glenn. Happy Christmas.
Have a good holiday.
Yeah, you too, mate. Thanks.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for all the calls this year. It's been fun. Annie says, if you want a crackle cheat, you can remove the disappointing crackle in one piece. Cover the roast in foil, put the crackle on a sheet under the grill, keep an eye on it, watch them all crackle. Uh-huh. I'm going to keep that in mind, Andy, because I've mostly got a bit of it to crackle, but the other bits won't. That's been the problem. That's good. I like that one. 1-300-8, then you could serve it separately, couldn't you? 1-300-800-222. Let's go to Renmark in South Australia. G'day, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Can you please repeat the question?
I can, yes. Deutsche Leute, we're in question 21. Who composed the 1865 work Tristan und Isolde?
Oh, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I wish I could think of the answer, but I don't have it. Thank you very much for your show. I love it very much. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob, and thanks, and happy Christmas to you too. And thanks for giving us a call. Steve on the Sunshine Coast. G'day, Steve.
Hey, how you going?
Not bad. Question 21, who composed the 1865 work Tristan und Isolde?
I want to guess and say Bach.
Not Bach. No, not Bach. Dave from Mount Cola. Sorry, Dave, you've been waiting on there, but so have, I'm sorry, it's been a bit of a queue tonight, but that's good.
That's all right, mate.
How are you, all right?
Good, thanks.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to go. Deutsche Leute were in. Who composed the 1865 work Tristan und Isolde?
I'll say Wagner.
It was.
In Australia, Wagner.
It was. Mr. Wagner. Mr. Wagner, yes. Dick Wagner, I think, to his friends, wasn't he? Richard Wagner. Tristan and Isolde. That's just the prelude. There's hours and hours of it, Dave, if you want more.
No, that's enough.
Is that enough? Okay, thank you. Question 22, four left. Okay, peninsulas.
Okay.
In which Australian state or territory would you find the Fleurieu Peninsula?
Fleurieu Peninsula. It's either Tassie or South Australia. I'm going to go Tasmania.
Not correct.
Oh.
Sorry, Dave. Thank you. Happy Christmas, Dave. Thanks for all your contributions this year. It's been outstanding. And thanks, mate. Good. I hope your Christmas is great and you and your family as well. Phil from Warwick Farm. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Phil.
In which Australian state or territory would you find the Fleurieu Peninsula?
Very quickly, Phil, I want to tell you and all your listeners, anything to do with food, you just go on the YouTube, type in anything you like and you'll get the answer. I'm telling you, that's true. Now,
No, it's not Queensland. Sorry, Phil. No, it's not Queensland. No, it's not Queensland. Gary from Tintinara will know. G'day, Gary. Where would we find it?
Probably South Australia.
Correct. Yes, it's in South Australia. Of course it is. I'll put you on hold, Gary, because we've got to go to the news. Thanks for all the tips too, by the way, on crackling pork. Maybe we should talk some more about this, about terrific, great Christmas meals. Jason from Nowra says, I'm a 1973 child from 1832 parents. They lived through the Depression, didn't waste a thing. My father was the main cook in the house after, I think you must mean 1932 parents, surely, Jason. They lived through the Depression, didn't waste a thing. My father was the main cook in the house after working 7 days a week as a farrier and horseman from Bourke. He was the master of the Sunday roast, being either lamb, beef or pork. No roast pork I've had in my life is like Dad's. I think his secret was the lard from the previous roasts that always lived in the fridge in a ceramic metal bowl. I miss it so much, Jason. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate that. Dyer from Sudbury says lemon juice works the best. Really? I hadn't heard that. Okay. Adrian, thank you. Yes, thanks for the year and the challenge, Phil. All righty. Thank you, Deborah. If you want some good crackling, put it in the oven, salt on top, set it at 200, cook it for 30 minutes, then bake it or roast it in the oven at 180. Yeah, okay. All right, I will check that out and attempt to follow instructions. All right, we'll get into that. Love to talk with you about your great Christmas lunches too, if you like, or Christmas dinners, as we used to call them. First up, though, we have to solve a few problems in a short thing we call
The Mighty Challenge.
Where we're up to question number 23. There were three left. They were all in the category of peninsulas. All right, Gary from Tintinara. G'day, Gary. Hi, Gary. We're back with you.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Gary correctly identified the Fleurieu Peninsula as being in South Australia. Question number 23. The Tagus and the Ebro are the two longest rivers on which European peninsula?
Nice holiday and New Year.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. And thanks to you too. Matthew from Victoria Park in WA.
Hi, Gang. So how are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Question number 23. The Tagus and the Ebro are the two longest rivers on which European peninsula?
Geography is not my strong point. I've got no idea over the sun, so I'm going to have to pass on that. But have a great Christmas and New Year.
All right. Thanks, Matthew. Appreciate it. And thanks for your calls during the year as well. 1-300-800-222. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Pretty good. The Tagus and the Ebro are the two longest rivers on which European peninsula?
No, just with Helen Clark, briefly, my mother was in a retirement village in outside of Nelson in New Zealand, and Helen Clark was another inhabitant of the same place.
Hey!
But, no, I don't think I can help you with the
No good. No. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. Jane from Mount Gambier, who's a great contributor to the challenge, says, sending Phil all the best for Christmas and the new year. I've given up any hope of a 2025 magnet. Jane, line up and roll up your sleeves for 2026, Jane. Now, where are we? Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. I'm pretty sure it's the Spanish Peninsula.
The Tagus and the Ebro are the two longest rivers on which European peninsula?
Yes, I think it's the Spanish Peninsula.
Which is called what?
Oh, let's see. I'll see if I get this. I used to work for P&O, the peninsula. I think it's the Spanish Peninsula. Oh, would it be Portugal?
No. Bob, I'm going to be really... you know what a stickler I am. I'm going to say no. Not correct. I know, but... You know how it rolls here. Glenn from Frankston. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. The Tagus and the Ebro are the two longest rivers on which European peninsula.
You are very harsh to Bob. I feel a bit bad. He's on the money. It's actually called the Iberian Peninsula.
Correct. Yes, it's called the Iberian Peninsula. It is it is the Spanish, but it's not called the Spanish Peninsula, is it?
I know.
Mm, no. All right, we've got two questions left. Glenn, yeah. Peninsula.
I'm not confident, but anyway.
Oh, you'll be fine, I think.
Oh, yes.
Talk about a setup.
That's why you always seem to say that from me to me.
Talk about a setup. Question number 24, peninsulas. In which eastern US state would you find the Cape Cod Peninsula?
That's in Massachusetts.
Correct, correct.
I never say that right, yeah, man.
It's a hard one to say, isn't it, Massachusetts? And if I asked you to spell it, it's even worse.
No, not a chance in hell. A lot of S's.
Yeah, but oh, but how? Where do you put them all? I mean, this is the problem. Is it Massachusetts?
There's a mass of S's in Massachusetts.
There's a mass of S's in the Mississippi.
There is too.
Which is nowhere near Massachusetts. Just saying.
Correct.
Just saying. Hey, you know what's happened here? Heavens above. Question 25. And to win. Glenn is going to bring honour and glory and pork crackling and all good things to Frankston.
But all I want to eat now is a dish of pork crackling.
I know, same here. I mean, just me talking about it. You see, I've got these two beauties. These two, they're tied up. I've got the butcher to tie them up. Pork loins in the fridge at home.
Now, is that your main job Christmas Day?
It will be my main job on Christmas Day. But I mean, I'm having a bigger one before Christmas Day because, as usual, family thing. Not everyone can come on Christmas Day because everyone has to go off elsewhere.
I was going
to
say, do you need a try one before Christmas Day? Just to get it spot on.
Christmas Day itself is going to be a very small affair, actually. But now the pork is for this weekend when the whole tribe is basically turning up. Hey, question 25.
Yes.
To take the magnet, the honour and the glory, you have to answer this question in the category of peninsulas. What is the southernmost country on the Arabian Peninsula?
I should know this.
The southernmost country on the Arabian Peninsula.
I'm not feeling I get this close, Phil, and you talk me up. Oh, I do know this.
We've ordered a lot of cakes and pies in. We've got the drinks and everything, you know. And you're going to ruin it, I'm mad.
I'm going to say Yemen, but not confident.
What are you going to say?
Yemen.
You sure? Go on.
You know you're an evil man. You know that.
Good job, Glenn. Thanks for all your great work this year.
Thank you, mate. We appreciate it.
Good on you. Thanks for your great work this year as well. And all the best. Happy Christmas as well. It was Yemen. Paul from Planlands had Yemen. Elizabeth had Yemen. Jim in Campbelltown had Yemen. Harry in the Bay. Diana from Woodnilling. Frank from Mount Evelyn had Yemen. Elle in Victoria Park. Oh, no, had Oman. Sorry. Susan in Hobart had Yemen. Debbie from Burnie says, did you ever resolve if the lights went out or down in Massachusetts? remember that conversation? How much fun was that one? How much fun was that one? We resolved it. We played it back again and again, but people would not believe us. Jen says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Phil and your helpers at the ABC. I'm a long-time listener, but never phone into the quiz. It's always the highlight of my night. Oh, well, good. Thank you. Yes, we're here to provide you with a bit of comfort and company and entertainment, and I'm glad if it's working for you. Greg in Devonport, thanks for keeping us all entertained and informed throughout the year. Have a great Christmas. Thank you, mate.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.